I had to call Mark Fisher, who is sadly deceased now, who I'd been working with since 1977 when we first started making inflatable animals and other figures for the animals tour. I had got it into my head that I could maybe do the wall live by doing things with scrims and gauzes and clever projections and whatever, and it was actually Mark Fisher. He said, you have to do it like we did it in 1979. You have got to build the wall. You should use the same machinery that we used then. The minute he said it, it really rang true. All in all, it's just another
brick in the wall. I saw it at the O2 in London, and it was incredibly spectacular. And you wrote it originally, didn't you, as a multi-stranded project, and there were scores of visual images, weren't there, originally? Is that, yeah. How close was it to the original score?
The new show is very, very different. The building of the wall is almost exactly the same as it was. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? In 79, Mother was just the big inflatable Jerry Scarf puppet. In the new version, we use Jerry's big mother puppet. She sits there, but we've created a piece which makes you realize that Mother is actually part of an allegory, that it's actually about big government, and it's about CCTV, and it's about how the fact that we're all under surveillance all of the time. So Big Mother is watching you is something to do with government and stuff like that. So it's just expanded the idea a bit. All Jerry's brilliant animation from 79 was really all looking back to World War II and about gas masks and the experience of being in London during the Blitz. Whereas now it's much more about how we are under attack from different political and economic sources.
Is it just a waste of time? I know that this is very personal to you as well, isn't it? And, you know, war and the way it's affected your life. And I know in this film that's something that is dealt with. And as well as being the concert, there's also this road diary, isn't there? And personal portrait. And that must have been an incredibly difficult thing to decide to do and embark on.
When you see the movie, you'll see that what I've added after we'd finished doing the tour is a road movie where I jump in a car and go off to visit my grandfather's grave in northern France, because he was killed in September 1916, age 22. And my father was a bit older than that, but he was killed on February 18th, 1944, in a town called Aprilia, northeast of Anzio, the Anzio Bridgehead. So I visited these places, and I have conversations with various friends, and I take my children on some of the journey. And so, yeah, I'm making a fairly broad statement about my loss, but about how I empathize with others who lost people in conflicts. And, you know, the very end of the film, we bring that home, I hope, quite graphically and movingly. And people who have seen the film, we've started having showings in North America, have been very moved by that. And I'm very glad to hear it. You know, I feel my father kind of, his whole story was heroic, and I don't mean because he was a soldier, I mean because he was a man of principle who did everything that he could to try and alleviate suffering and make the world a better place if he possibly could. So, yeah, I'm glad that's in the movie and that people respond to it.